I've already mentioned that today is going to be a pretty intense day. And it's not intense in the way that you think it is. It's not like we're going to ask you to actually approach 30 women. Far from it. As a matter of fact, today you're not going to approach a single woman. As a matter of fact, today is going to be extremely difficult because you're going to spend the rest of the day not approaching a single woman, not caring that women exist, not doing anything about women. If you even feel the urge to look at a woman, if she's walking past you, you're not doing this right. This is what we call the repression phase of this system. The way demonic confidence is set up is that there's three phases. And you've already gone through the first phase, which is identification and distinguishing between the states, the four states, three states really, but the fourth state is part of that as well. And the second phase is probably the most intense phase until you get to the third phase, which then the third phase is the most intense one. And the second phase of repression starts today.
This stage begins very simply. Just go somewhere you know you will encounter attractive women. Go to the mall, go shop, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you will pay no attention to any of them. You will not look at any of them, and you certainly will not engage in any sort of conversation with them. Just simply ignore them. I want you to go shopping, go out, go to the park, wherever you know you're going to find attractive women, and I want you not to engage them at all. And you will do this for no more than 2 hours.
I don't know. I'm thinking that you may want to do this the entire day.
You will do this for 2 hours straight. And you will do it if you need to leave your house or office. If right. You do not, you will just stay at home. That's it.
You can talk to your mom. You can talk to your female cat. We're not talking about being ridiculous here. If you've got a secretary or if you work with a coworker who happens to be female and attractive, you just don't care that she's attractive. And just go through your life. Guess what? It's only for a day. You know, you can quench your hunger for the opposite sex for a little while. So, the thing is, I mean, go to the mall and be so single-mindedly focused on actually shopping that you couldn't care about who's surrounding you. There's going to be tons of attractive women everywhere. And the discipline here is to get to the point where it just does not matter that they're even around. Really does not matter. If you have to go to a restaurant and there's this gorgeous-ass waitress who wants to serve you, just go ahead and let her serve you. Just don't look away from your menu. And if you have to look away from your menu, look at her right ear so that it doesn't even look like you're looking at her. And you're not. You're just looking at her like her shoulder or something.
And once you're done with this exercise, once again, you go back to your affirmations and you affirm that you can go through your day ignoring women.
If you notice, the way a boss is talking about the affirmations is that you're affirming something you've already done. You're always affirming something you've already done. And the way I was talking about affirmations is that you always affirm things about the actual situation as opposed to things that don't exist yet that are just wishful thinking. Combining those two things for affirmations are going to make your affirmations actually work. Okay, so go out there and repress the fuck out of yourselves, literally and figuratively, and we'll see you tomorrow.